This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Sweating it out.
It's really hot.
It's a hot day.
Arrests in road rage killing.
Some justice will be served.
Get the jab or lose your job.
We will fight this till the bitter end.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup, a scorching late spring heat wave. This woman in Chicago enjoyed it.
It feels quite warm, kind of humid, but the sun is magnificent.
It's easing off there today, but parts of the upper Midwest will be uncomfortable, and much of the Northeast will again see a day in the 90s. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Places like Aberdeen, South Dakota, hitting about 100 degrees, and then another pocket of very hot air up and down the eastern seaboard from Richmond, Virginia, and Washington through Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s and plenty humid as well.
Now to Southern California, where a couple's been arrested for the killing of a six-year-old boy in an apparent road rage shooting last month. CBS's David Begno says the child was in a backseat booster on his way to kindergarten when it happened.
This seemed like the right place to be right now.
As soon as news broke that police had made an arrest in this case, people started to gather at a memorial site for Aiden Leos. 24-year-old Marcus Ares and 23-year-old Winnie Lee were arrested for the boy's murder in what officials say was an apparent road rage shooting.
It doesn't bring the little boy back. Little Aiden's gone, but I'm so thankful some justice will be served.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Guatemala. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says her first foreign trip centers on illegal immigration to the U.S., as people there battle against crime and economic setbacks.
It's forced parents like Lorenza, who struggles to feed her family, to let her oldest son go north. He's now in Houston and sends money twice a month.
We saw that there were some who went who already have a house. They have clothes for their family. They have clothes that they didn't have before, and they can eat what they want to eat.
Things are even more dire for Lucia, whose husband also immigrated to Houston and now works in a restaurant. He sends her a few hundred dollars a month that she mostly uses to pay off thousands of dollars in debts to a bank and human traffickers. Mary McInerney, a Chicago native, is country director for Guatemala for Save the Children.
The majority of the poor and extremely poor do not have access to food, jobs, and education.
There's a new roadblock in the bid by congressional Democrats to pass new federal election laws. CBS's Weijia Jiang says it comes from a member of the party who's a key swing vote, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, who's spoken out in a newspaper piece.
Senator Manchin made clear in that op-ed that he is not opposed to all of the substance of the bill. His biggest issue is that not a single Republican has signed on board. Manchin wrote that, "I believe that partisan voting legislation will destroy the already weakening binds of our democracy."
In Texas, a lawsuit's been filed against a hospital that requires its health care workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Houston.
Nurse Jennifer Bridges is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit against her employer of 7 years, Houston's Methodist Hospital, which is requiring all workers to get the COVID vaccine by today or risk losing their jobs.
If we're not comfortable injecting something into our body, do not fire us and make us lose our livelihoods.
Hospital CEO Dr. Mark Boom says 99% of his employees have already been vaccinated and calls the lawsuit nonsense.
We have incredible real-world experience to show that these are safe and effective. We have a sacred responsibility to keep our patients safe.
I am not comfortable yet with it at all. There's not enough proper research out yet. It's still in the experimental phase.
But that argument doesn't hold up to the science, says CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
These are thoroughly tested vaccines that have been shown to stop the virus and are very safe.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
These vaccines only have been issued
for emergency use. The court could issue an injunction and really basically say, well, you can't fire these employees yet. But it would be a different lawsuit if the FDA gives full approval.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos says he'll be aboard the first space flight from his rocket company Blue Origin. His brother and an auction winner will ride too. The suborbital flight is planned for July 20th. A birth at a California hospital is getting a lot of attention in Great Britain. A second child for Prince Harry and wife Meghan.
Buckingham Palace has said the Queen is delighted at the birth of this, her 11th great-grandchild, though there was no comment on the baby's name, Lilibet Diana. Lilibet has always been the Queen's private pet name, used only by her intimates. Diana, of course, was Harry's late mother, who famously chafed at the royal family she married into. Harry's father, Prince Charles, and brother Prince William have also tweeted, congratulations. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A 30-year-old Texas woman is facing charges after dressing up as her 13-year-old daughter and sneaking into her middle school near El Paso.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, and yourself?
Great.
She documented it with videos that went viral on social media. It included classes, lunch, and an eventual trip to the principal's office. Reports say Casey Garcia did it to test security measures. The British newspaper The Telegraph reports Apple paid millions in a settlement to a 21-year-old woman who took her iPhone to a California repair center run by a company contractor. Turns out two employees uploaded explicit images and videos to her Facebook account while they had the device. One tweet seems to sum up the reaction to the death of actor Clarence Williams III. He was the epitome of cool. He burst on the scene in the ABC counterculture hit The Mod Squad in the late 1960s as undercover detective Link Hayes. Williams also played Prince's father in Purple Rain. He died at home in Los Angeles, colon cancer. He was 81. Simone Biles has done it again.
Two flips, two twists, one piece of air.
There you go. Seven-time national champion.
On NBC, her record 7th national gymnastics title. Now it's Destination Tokyo, where she'll look to become the first woman to be a back-to-back Olympic all-around gold medalist in more than 50 years. With millions of dollars on the line, aging boxing legend Floyd Mayweather got back in the ring again.
Floyd Money Mayweather, Logan the Maverick Paul.
Pro boxer Floyd Mayweather took on social media star Logan Paul for 8 rounds in an exhibition match with no judges to issue a decision.
There's a lead right hand by a courageous Logan Paul.
This is only Paul's second match, but Mayweather hasn't fought in years. The 44-year-old retired in 2017. He says Paul put up a good fight.
Logan, hell of a grappler, hell of a holder.
The pay-per-view match raked in millions of dollars. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
75% of movie theaters are open now. The new Conjuring film took the top spot at the weekend box office with $24 million in ticket sales. It also airs on HBO Max. A Quiet Place 2 came in second at $20 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.